Hi, Mackenzie, and this is Emil's Spouse Brief. Happy Friday. I hope you all had a wonderful week. We had such a great Labor Day because we did not labor. Saturday was truly a rest day, and it is the first time that I can remember in like years that I had a rest day. So I woke up at like 6:45 and took my friend to the airport really quickly. And then I came back and Cade was still asleep in bed. And so I basically got back in bed and then we made breakfast and we were just kind of chilling on the couch. And we really had nothing like planned for Saturday. Like we had nothing, no responsibilities, nothing to really do. So we sat on the couch for a little bit and then I kind of looked at him and I was like, do you want to go lay back in bed? And so he was like, sure. And so we laid back in bed and we watched the 9/11 documentary on Netflix. I suggest everybody to check it out. It was really good. It's like 5 episodes long and I learned a lot. And I was a baby when it happened. I was 1 year old. I was almost 2. But I have no recollection of it. And so I'm really fascinated in learning it and hearing people's stories because anybody that does remember and is old enough to remember, everyone says they know exactly where they were and everything like that. And with 9/11 being tomorrow or the 20th anniversary of 9/11 being tomorrow, I really wanted to learn about it and hopefully be able to do something to pay my respects tomorrow, but I enjoyed watching it. So we watched that documentary and we kind of like laid on our phones and then like 1 o'clock rolled around and Cade was hungry and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the pool. So I went to the pool and I listened to a podcast there and I'm really excited. It was about like money and it introduced me to this girl named Tori and she runs her first 100K. And it's all about like saving and investing and she has a bunch of like blog posts and she has her own podcast and I don't know, I just think it's really amazing. So I would definitely check out her podcast. She breaks down all things money in like a very safe and easy to understand and I don't know, I just really appreciate it. So I came back from the pool and then I just did some stuff around the house, made some banana bread, we made some homemade pizza, and then sat on the couch again, and then I like showered and climbed back in bed and was on my phone some more and read and literally just did nothing, and it was like the most rest day of rest days, and I haven't had one of those in a really long time, and so it was really great. Sunday and Monday were really chill again. We dog sat for the day and Cade wants a dog really, really badly. And so we're kind of looking into seeing if we can find a dog that would fit our lifestyle. So we dog sat and it was this tiny little dog. I think it was like a Chihuahua. I don't know, it was really tiny, but it I think was like abused in its former house. And so it was like deathly afraid of people, especially like big tall men. And so this dog, his name was Happy. Scared to death of Cade, and all Cade wanted to do was love on the dog. He just wanted the dog to love him and let him pet him and cuddle him, and this dog would not. Cade laid on the ground for 30 plus minutes trying to like gain trust with this dog just to let the dog pet him. It was so funny. Like Cade just wanted to pet him. He wouldn't even let Cade take him out to pee. Like I had to do that because he was like scared to death of Cade. So it was really funny. So I took him on a 3-mile walk with my friend Riley and her dog. And so that was fun. And then baked some more. I swear the whole weekend, I think I just baked and baked and cooked and baked and cooked, which was fun because I love doing that. And then they had Tuesday off as well. So we had Monday and Tuesday off. And Tuesday, we kind of just hung around again. We did just some stuff around the house, worked out. And then our church puts on like a Taco Tuesday down at the beach every first Tuesday of the month for all the people that live on base, like all the military families. So that was really fun. So we went to that and we played volleyball the whole time. And I don't know, I haven't played volleyball like in the sand in a really long time. And playing with Cade was really fun. So that was awesome. And now Cade is in the field for the next like 8 to 10 days, I think. So he's gone and busy doing that. And my cousin's coming, so I'm really excited for that. So I'm prepping the house and get everything ready to hang out with her for a couple days. And it's been kind of slow and work's picking back up with elections starting. So I've been doing a lot of setups and overall, life is good. My recruiter called to just say that the package is submitted and everything's good with that. So we'll just wait for the board to convene and we'll see what happens with that. Today on the podcast, we have Bridget. And y'all, Bridget is the sweetest, kindest, most amazing girl. Like, I literally love her. We instantly clicked the minute she like walked into my house. We talked for so long, not even including what we recorded in this podcast. She is great, you guys. I literally adore her. And ever since we've recorded the podcast, we have continued to talk and hang out. And I'm so grateful to have her in my life. She has the cutest baby Piper, which we talked about in the episode about her giving birth and what she went through. And Piper is so cute, you guys. And I am just so grateful that she is in my life. She always cheers me on with everything that I have going in my life. And I love talking to her and we go on walks and all that kind of fun stuff. So I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. She gives great insight to military life. They are going to be lifers. Jeremy's going to be doing it for the next 9 years because he's already done 11. And kind of like what their lifestyle will look like. And I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. So without further ado, here is Bridget. All right, so I'm here with Bridget. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Bridget Ross. I'm from San Clemente, California, right up the coast. I'm 29 years old and I am married to a major, Jeremy, in the Marine Corps. And we just had a baby girl almost 6 weeks ago named Piper June.
She's so cute.
She is so cute.
How does it feel like being a mom now?
I keep saying to Jeremy, she's ours. Like, we get to keep her. And he's like, yeah, I know. And I was like, this is now our new normal. But I don't think it's sunk in 100% that, like, yeah. But then you look at her and you're like, and it's been 6 weeks almost. I'm like, what did we do before we had her? Because her whole little face is like half me and half him. And it's the best thing.
Like, what do you feel like is the biggest adjustment?
We don't sleep. We're working on that.
So we don't. Because like newborn schedule is hard, right? It's like, isn't it like every 2 hours?
She eats every 2.5 to 3 hours still. So you're just like, and by the time you're finished feeding her and like, I won't burp, I'm like burping her and having her sit upright for a while, and then it's time to like do it again. And so, and she's an eater. So like, if she doesn't eat, she's like, wah.
Oh my gosh. Are you breastfeeding or are you bottle?
We're breastfeeding, but we've been pumping so that he can. Yeah.
That's what I was wondering. Like, are you having to like do that whole load, or is he able to help? So that's really nice that he's able to help.
And he's really good because he gets up to PT in the mornings around 4, so he'll get up at 2 and he'll be up with her from 2 to 4 and then just PT, so like he gets up at 2 every day now, which is like, we need to work on that. But the sleep is definitely an adjustment, and the fact that we just have a little person dependent, I mean, she can't do anything for herself, you know, she can't even lift her neck up yet, so.
I know, and that's like crazy that you're like, you literally cannot do anything.
You
like,
can't do anything, but
you would die without me.
Yeah.
And she kind of has to make you feel good. Like, makes you feel wanted.
And she started smiling now, so it's the cutest thing. So if we wake her up, she'll be like, give this little gummy really smile. And so it's getting, like, it's just really cute. But, yeah, she's totally dependent. You know, like, you can't just go for a run because you're a baby. You know, like, you can't just go to the store. You have to, like, load the baby. So we are adjusting to baby.
That's hard.
Yeah.
How was your birth?
Awful. Awful.
Why? Why?
Which I shouldn't even say that, but it was. As I gave birth at the Naval Hospital.
Okay, so, real quick, before you talk about that, because you're a nurse practitioner there, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been a nurse practitioner?
3 years.
And you've been at Naval the whole time?
Yeah, since I graduated.
What made you want to do Naval? Just because Jeremy was here, or was it the best place?
No, we met, my first week working here on base.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. How? Okay, tell me the story.
This is a totally cheesy story, and he'll die, but we met. It was 3 summers ago, and I, was a brand new nurse practitioner, like, brand new on base. It's my only ever, NP job. And I was at Dunkin' Donuts, and I went to grad school in New York, and we had Dunkin' Donuts everywhere.
Cool.
And
that
so,
is so cool.
Yeah, but, like, upstate New York, not cool New York.
I think New York's cool in general.
Like, basically Canada and Syracuse, but, so I was at Dunkin' Donuts because we had those in New York, and I missed them. So, like, I went to get a coffee. I was so excited because they're not really around here,
yeah,
you know.
It's more Starbucks.
Yeah, and so he was behind me in line. This is so cheesy. And he told me not to tell this story, but I was like, they're gonna ask. And he was in his Charlie's because he was like checking in to his unit here. And I was like, oh, that guy's cute. And I was like, oh, he's really cute. Jeremy has really pretty eyes. Like, and
so we'll post a picture so you guys can see how
he is. Like, he has pretty eyes. And so I was like, he's cute, but I was like, awkward. And I was like, I'm like, what do you say? Like, I don't know what you're saying. Yeah, you're cute in your Charlie's. So I ordered my coffee and he like offered to pay for it.
Oh,
and I was like,
oh
my
gosh.
And I was like this, like, I was acting like a 12-year-old, I was, like, 27. And so I was, like, and so he, like, paid for my coffee, and then we were, like, making small talk for the coffee, and then, like, they called our number or whatever, and he went and got the coffees, and he wrote his phone number on the coffee list. Oh! And I was, like, this is really cute. And so then, like, he's, like, I actually have to go, like, I have to go check in, you know, the, like, sticklers for time and all that, and I was, oh, like, my gosh, okay. Right. And then I called my best friend, and I was, like, telling her how exciting this was, like, this is so exciting, and I threw the coffee cup away. And it was, like, so hokey, and he, like, he didn't know he was gone, and I was, like, oh, my gosh. And so I was, like, well, I'm not going to dig in the trash can. Like, I have some standards. Like, it's,
you know. Oh, I would have totally dig in the trash can. I was, like, there's a guy's number on here.
Some cute little person in the Charlie's. And so my friend was, like, you got to dig in the trash can. I was, like, oh, I can't.
You have to.
So I didn't do it. So then, like, it was, like, weeks passed, and then I was, like, shoot. And I was, like, so bummed because he had those pretty eyes, and I was, like, sold on those pretty blue eyes. And then I was getting gas, and I saw him at the gas station.
Did you walk up to him?
Yeah. Never do that. But, like, I was, like, okay, just go say hi. So I went up and said hi, and he was like, oh, hi. And then I think he thought I was like I made up the whole throwing away the coffee cup thing. So I was like, well, do you want to hang out again? I was literally like a 12-year-old. And he was like, here, give me your number and I'll text you. So like, that's the way we should have done it. And so then he texted me, and that was like, by then it was like September. So it'd been like a couple months. And then he texted me, and we went to Pizza Port. And he has like an old dog that he rescued when he got back from deployment. He rescued like this 11-year-old cattle dog. And so he's blind and deaf. His name is Gil. Gosh. And so he brought him to Pizza Port, and he like had a little bow tie on the dog. And I was like, I just loved it. I fell in love with the dog. Like, yeah. So I was like, so then yeah, we went to Pizza Port and we started dating after that. And I was like casually dating this like Huey pilot at the time. And he was weird. Hopefully he's not listening, but he was a little weird. And so like, I just was like, I only want to date Jeremy. And then we got engaged 6 months later.
I love that.
And so now Dunkin' and Pizza Port are like our things. But I was like, I remember crying for like 2 days, and I threw that coffee cup away. Like, I was like crying. And my mom was like, well, if it's meant to be, like, God will intervene. And then I was like, all right. And then he got gas. And that was, and it was gas on Main Side. Like, I never go to Main Side. So I don't even know why I was over there. But I was like, what's meant to be? So, and then.
What does Jeremy think now that, like,
the whole story? He still thinks, like, years later, that I did it on purpose. He's like, you just weren't interested. And I'm like, do you have any, are you crazy?
Why would I marry you?
Yeah. So I think he really thinks. And then he made me grovel for a bit. Like, he would, like, wait a couple days to text back. And I was like, are you playing games? Like, he was 30. And I was like, you're playing games. You're a 30-year-old man. But he's like, it just was fun because he threw my coffee cup. So that's how we met. That's
so funny.
And now, we got engaged really quick and then got married last January. Or a year ago. So, like, almost 2 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's fine.
Oh, that is so cool. Okay, so Jeremy is a major in the Marine Corps.
He is a major in the Marine Corps.
So freaking cool.
He had just picked up major when we met. Yeah, he had just PCS'd here from 29 Palms.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you weren't there for, like, a ton of his training, but kind of talk mm-hmm. it, like, what's his MOS, you know, what's he do, kind of things like that.
He didn't go to the academy. He went to, like, regular college. He went to University of Cincinnati.
Really?
Yes. Is that where you went?
I didn't go to school in Ohio. I did go to school in Ohio, but I lived in Columbus.
Oh, okay.
What made him go to Cincinnati?
He rode, and...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I know. He was in a frat. He was, like, one of those gross college boys that you wouldn't, like, really want to, like, befriend. Now he's put together. But he was, like, one of those frat... But, yeah, I don't know. He lived in Beaver Creek, which is, like...
Yeah,
so he, grew up in Texas, moved to Beaver Creek, and then went to Cincinnati.
Oh, that's so cool. We'll have to talk about Ohio stuff.
Yes! He loves Ohio. I don't love the winters, but I think the people are really nice.
Yeah, me and Cade both lived in our entire lives in Ohio. Yeah. Like, from birth to 18 years
I think
old.
I told him that you were from Ohio, and he was like, oh my gosh.
Come on, Jerry, you gotta come on.
Gotta go. I know, we'll get him here someday.
Okay, so that's super cool. So he went to Cincinnati,
He went to OCS, like, in between junior and senior year.
Oh,
he did that, like, weird thing, you know, they can do.
I didn't know that they could do that. That's cool.
Yeah, they have to, like, apply, and then if they, like, get whatever they can do it their summer, like a condensed OCS, their summer between junior and senior of college. Then when they graduate college, they're immediately, like...
So how was it, like, the senior year? Like, if he was a Marine, but he, like...
Right, so he was, like, a Marine, but he went back to school his senior year, and I think just, like, partied nonstop because he knew that he wasn't going to be able to do that. And then, like, 3 days after graduation, he had to report to Quantico for whatever schoolhouse he did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he did that, and then he has been in... 11 years.
That's awesome. So what's his MOS?
I think it's 1302. Yeah, I don't know. Let me see.
That's really fine. Okay.
It's 1302. Yeah, I had to text it to myself to remember. He's an engineer.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
He's out at headquarters in logistics over on Main Side.
Like Old Main Side?
Yeah, like Old Main Side, okay. Like the White House.
Okay.
And so he's out there, but he...
What's he do, kind of, like, with, like, engineering, but, like, engineering how?
So it's all well, he says it's secret. I'm like, do you have a girlfriend, or is, like, really secret? But it really is, so he, like, doesn't tell me much. Okay. They do a lot of planning for, like, deployments and stuff.
That's cool.
I don't really know any more than that. I just know it's boring. Okay. He likes it a lot. They do a lot of field exercises. He's done that, but now he's with headquarters, so he's, like, in an office. He's usually with a unit, so this is his first time. Last summer, he switched over to headquarters.
Okay. And so does he like being in headquarters, or does he like being with a unit
more? He likes the unit more, I think. He's with a lot of, like, higher enlisted people, like colonels and the generals there, and, like, lieutenant colonels, and so he's, like, younger and, like, lower ranked, and so I think he prefers a unit where there's, like, a bunch of young guys that, you know, and so it's a different, like, atmosphere.
It's a different vibe, yeah.
Yeah, but he likes it, He's been deployed 7 times in 11 years.
Oh, my word.
And so we've done 2, and we're doing another one. Next, she's supposed to be going in the winter, which we don't know. No, I'm going to go with a newborn. Holy moly. But he's been deployed.
Okay, so where, like, what kind of deployments?
He's only done combat deployments. He's never done a MEW. He's never done... Okay. So he's done, like... So, and then he lived in Bahrain for 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so he's been gone a lot. Like, he did Afghanistan a couple times, Iraq a couple times.
Was he, like, in...
That was his first deployment, was Afghanistan, right after he, like, in 2011 when we were still, like...
Yeah. So as his job, is he, like, boots on ground, or is he more, like, in the behind-the-scenes coordinating
more
everything?
More boots on ground when he got deployed. Wow. Now he's, now with this new...
Yeah, I guess,
whatever, he's more coordinating things, but he was for every deployment.
But, like, he saw all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you know how they, like, don't talk about it?
Yeah.
I don't know, like my mom will ask him questions sometimes, because we don't know, and they don't talk about... Like, the only thing he said was... I bought these cookies for breastfeeding, that, like, lactation cookies that you're supposed to eat. And he was like, oh, when I was in Afghanistan, they had those at, like, the little shop. Like, we ate them as protein. And I was like, I've been asking for years, like, what Afghanistan was like. And this is what you tell me that you bought. So I was like, oh, do you want some? And he was like, no.
That is so funny. You should have him listen to the episode that I did. Well, 2 episodes. So Spencer was on both of them. It was with his wife, and they're both Navy corpsmen. And then he came on with another Navy corpsman who is a behavioral technician down at the SEER school in Coronado. And so they came on. And Spencer's talked a lot about that because he went to Afghanistan and he really struggled coming home, and it's hard to talk about. And what do you talk about and what do you not talk about, you know, and things like that. And both of those episodes, I learned a ton. And I don't know if you've ever watched the movie. It's called The Outpost.
Mm-mm.
It's on Netflix. You should watch it with Jeremy, because for me, I watched it and I was like, okay, this movie is amazing. Because I, as a civilian, now military spouse, I learned so much, and it was very eye-opening to be like, oh, wow, is that really how they felt? And for me, I was able to understand a lot more as a military spouse. Most of the guys, besides the ones that were killed in action, are still alive. And then there's a series called The Medal of Honor, where, because 2 guys in that unit received the Medal of Honor. And so then they do whole nother episodes about it with the real guys talking about the experience.
Oh, it's more of a documentary.
So the movie is a documentary about, but it's like Clint Eastwood's son is like one of the main characters. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I love Clint Eastwood too, and he's like 85 years old.
But like the documentary is strictly about their time of what the movie explained, but then they include the real guys and them talking about it and their friendships and all that kind of stuff. But so I would check out both. But I don't know if you watch that with Jeremy, if he would be like, yeah, that's how it felt or not. But for me, as a military spouse, it was very eye-opening, and it was very much like, oh, that makes sense. And because Cade's never been deployed to, like, combat in that sense. He's only gone to Japan. But still, just, like, their mentality, and especially dealing with people that have been in longer, I was like, every person needs to watch this. It is a little, like, vulgar, you know, I mean, living with probably a Marine, you're probably not used to, like, you're probably used to it, but, like, my parents, I was like, you should watch it, but please, this is what's gonna be on there. But it was so good. So I would watch it with Jeremy, and then
maybe he'll tell a little more.
Well, and I just feel like, for, like, at least Spencer said, like, he'd talk about some things, but he wouldn't talk about other things. But it is hard because as a civilian, or in military spouse, like, you want to know, but you don't know how much to talk about, and you don't know how they're feeling, and it's just hard.
And it is weird. Like, I have no idea what he went through. You know, and not, who knows, maybe it was a piece of cake. I don't know, but he doesn't say much about it.
Yeah.
He went to Kuwait last summer. He was in Kuwait.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said that was, like, a breeze. Like, it was so Americanized. Like, it was so wet. Like, it was, like, he's like, we went to the gym, and we, like, you know, hung out. So he said Kuwait. And to me, I'm like, even Kuwait sounds terrifying. Like, I don't know. Oh, gosh.
I know, right? But wow, 11 deployments.
Seven
in 11 years. Yeah. How does he, like, feel about that, like, with the deployment coming up?
We haven't really talked about it because he was supposed to go in October, and his lieutenant colonel, like, works me out because he was going as an IA.
What is that?
Like an independent. So you don't go with a unit, you go by yourself and get, like, matched up.
Yes, I've heard about those.
And they're awful. He's done a couple like that, but you don't have, like, your friends and, like, yeah. You know, so you get there and you're, like, basically in a tent with, like, someone you don't know, you know, but because he had the baby, or we had the baby, he didn't have to go, so that now he's supposed to go next year, and we don't even think about it yet, because I'm like, well, no, she'll still only be, like, you know, 8 months old, so I'm hoping it, like, falls through by then, but we'll see.
Cade was on a UDP, which is, like, the unit deployment program, where they, like, go every 2 years, and luckily, and I don't know if this is true, but, like, rumor is that they're, like, phasing him out, and I'm like, thank heaven, just station someone over there for 3 years. Like, the point of you going over there for 6 weeks, or 6 months, what can you really do in six months?
It's, like, a waste of taxpayers' dollars.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we've never done a Mew, or, like, he's never done a Mew, or, like, anything like that, so I don't know what those would be like.
I don't know either, but I've heard they're great, and I've heard they're awful.
I heard that Jeremy says he hears that, like, you get bored, you watch a lot of movies, it's, like, less, you know, but.
Well, I've heard it's, like, my one friend who has done both a Mew and a UDP, she said the only thing that was good about the Mew was you didn't talk as much, so when you did, it was very meaningful, versus in Japan, you talk every day, but there's not much to talk about, and then you kind of just get frustrated because you can't see each other, but you're talking, and you just have all those kind of, like, weird issues that you get with deployments, where, like, the Mew, you don't see each other, and you don't talk, so then when you do, it's great, it's meaningful, and then you go back, and it passes the time versus drags it on, because I do feel like sometimes the UDPs feel like they're like just
when
you was
in Japan, when Cade was in
Japan. Yeah, because you still talk every day, but Cade was quarantined for 6 weeks, so he did nothing, because of COVID. They did nothing, and so what are you talking about? I've sat in this room and done nothing all, you know?
And then you feel bad bickering, but you're like, oh, this,
yeah, and so it's just hard, but wow, that's crazy. Okay, so
he's been deployed a lot. Yeah. He's here now.
Which is nice.
Which is nice, but, like, he just missed so many holidays and stuff. Like,
that that's
it
hard.
Sucks. Yeah.
So he's in for 11 years, or he's been in for 11 years. Is 20 the goal? Is 12 the goal?
The other day he came, I guess their air conditioning, like, broke in their office, and he came home, and he was like, I'm done, I'm leaving. I was like, where are you going? He's like, AWOL, I don't know, I'm done. I was like, no, we'll go to jail, like, we need you, like, you have a baby, don't do that. I think at this point we're going to try to do the 20, because we've made it this far, and he loves it. Like, he has an EGA tattooed on his shoulder. He's, like, Marine. When we first got married, he's so cute. He hangs our flag up every morning and takes it down every night because it can't, you know, like, flags are only supposed to be out in the daylight, not the night. It's, like, no matter how tired he is or if it's raining, like, he goes and hangs the flag. Like, he's, like, very proud to be American. Like,
dude, I love that. I love that so much.
I mean, he's from Texas originally. He has a Texas tattoo also, which I'm, no offense to any Texan listeners, but they're a whole other breed. So I tell people he's from Ohio because it sounds classier.
Yeah, have him get a little Ohio tattoo. I know, a little Brutus.
He just got Piper's baby feet tattooed on his ribs. It was so cute. With her name, and, like, I wrote her name. They did it in my handwriting. It's really cute. So he's, like, he's very, like, patriotic and very, like, proud to be a Marine. So I think
like that. My kind of guy.
I think at this point we're going to try for we've made it this far, and the retirement benefits are so good. Like,
Amazing.
Like, I'm like, you'll have, like, hopefully he'll pick up Lieutenant Colonel, so he'll have, like, percentage of that salary plus, like, tuition, you know, if he wants to go to school, plus, like, we'll have health care for. So, like, we think at this point, especially with the baby, it makes
so much sense.
Like, to keep going.
And I told Kate, I'm like, you would be 38. Yeah. 38. Please tell me another person that's 38 and can retire and have
income.
A paycheck every single month.
I know, Gerald will be 40, he's 33, what will he be, like, 42?
Yeah, because he's like, just because he had school. But yeah, it's not that many years.
No. And
like, if I get in, I'd get in at, like, what, 22-ish, 23? So, like, that's what I'm saying, like, tell me somebody.
You do 20 years. And he's like, I want to work. He'll, like, joke. He'll be like, I want to work at Home Depot. Because he's, like, really handy.
That would be,
like,
so
I'm like, you totally could. If we had your retirement benefits, you could do whatever you want. We'd have help.
What I told him. I was like, you do 20, never have to work a day in your life.
No.
I was like,
you could be a stay-at-home dad and take Pippi to everything she wants. You know, because she'll still only be 8 years old. So you could.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah. So I think at first he was, but now we've done it this long, I think we're in it for.
I'm like,
he gets kind of upset thinking about, like, how many things he'll miss in the next 8 years with the baby. You know, like, deployments will be harder with the baby, like, all that. But then I'm like, she will be so little. Like, you'll have all of middle school, most of elementary school, all of high school, you know?
Yeah, well, that, and it's like, not that the younger years are important, because they are, but thinking back to my childhood, I feel like the older years were way more, because it's meaningful. You realize what they're doing. You realize that, like, the time and the energy and the money that you're spending.
Right.
Versus if I'm 4.
I mean, at 4, like, she's just happy to have someone, like, play with her and feed her. Like,
yeah, you know.
I don't really remember my dad as much at 4 as I did at 14.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So you guys going to do the 20? You don't know. Oh, well, depends on the Navy.
Yeah, depends on the Navy. Cade for sure is not doing the 20, even I beg him to. So then I was like, screw it, I'll do the 20.
Yeah,
I don't need this.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I think it's just hard, and I don't know. I think that's, like, something I feel like we talk about a lot is that the first four, like, people that have stayed in for longer, specifically, like, enlisted, are, like, if you can just get over that first 4 years, like, the first 4 years, like, that hump is just hard.
Yeah.
And then it gets so much better, but I'm like, come on, Cade, get over the hump.
I know.
But we have decided we don't want to do dual military. So if I do get in the program, he won't spree
enlist,
which I feel like is really kind of him,
yeah.
you know, to give me that opportunity. And granted, officer life is better than enlisted, you know, it's not, like, that much better, but you do have better things
yeah.
versus specifically, like, in the Marine Corps, I feel like. But, and I'd be Navy, so it'd be a whole other set of things. But I'm, like, grateful for that. But it's definitely, I don't know, we'll see. But it's a lot.
Up in the air. Yeah, it is a lot. And it's a life, like, then you become a lifer, and it's, like, your whole life, you know. And I said to him, I was like, after you retire, like, you should choose where we live, because the Marine Corps told you where to go for so many, and, you know, like, but not Ohio because of the winter. No offense, but I mean, I couldn't do snow.
I will say, like, you, because, like, and maybe you won't feel like this, but, like, I miss winter. And, like, in Ohio, I never thought I'd say that.
Yeah.
But, like, the seasons, oh, it's great. It's so great. The humidity?
Not so great.
I don't know how you're going to survive if you're not used to you're used to California. But, like, I do, specifically just, like, the change. You just get to experience so much more,
yeah.
I feel like.
Well, in going to grad school in upstate New York, I did get to see a little. And, like, fall is so beautiful.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, Ohio yeah. fall, I don't think you can, like, beat it.
No,
anything.
Probably not. But I also
the winter is, like, great if you get snow on Christmas.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's like, okay.
Yeah, like, in New York, it just, I remember it snowed on Mother's Day, and I was like, what is
get
that?
Get me out of here.
It's springtime. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but
so we'll
you
see.
Could, like, go, like, visit for fall. You know,
yeah.
like, do, like, a week trip in
yeah.
Ohio.
See the pretty leaves and
yeah.
the fresh air and all that.
Oh, that is so
yeah.
fun. Okay, so you're a nurse practitioner. You did
I'm
your school in New York.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to choose that route?
To be a nurse practitioner?
Yeah.
I was a nurse, and I got tired of working, like, nights, holidays, and weekends.
Yeah.
So I had a couple of friends who were nurse practitioners, and they were, like, the lifestyle.
What's the big difference?
For me, the big difference is the lifestyle. Like, you work Monday through Friday, you know, 7 to 3:30, and
oh,
that's it.
That's nice.
The main difference
is that for all nurse practitioners?
For if you work outpatient, the hours
okay.
are a lot better, but if you work in the hospital, I think you still work
okay.
kind of crazy schedule. For me, there's more autonomy. Like, as a nurse practitioner, you can diagnose and you can prescribe medications
oh,
and you
nice.
Can do all that versus a nurse.
You,
you can't.
You just have to do everything. Like,
you, like,
you can
follow
write
orders.
Things up, but you have to do something.
Yeah, you, and you can't, like, prescribe and all that.
Okay.
But I really, people have these inspiring stories of why they became a nurse practitioner, but I really did it for the schedule. And I was, like, tired of working all those crazy.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, and it's hard to miss so many holidays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so much time and to have work truly be your life, which then you married somebody in the military, so work really is now
yeah,
your life.
Now our whole life is the military, but. But now I'm so glad because I'm like, at least I have a set schedule because he does not. So one of us does, you know, especially having a baby now. Like, if we both were working, like, Christmas or something. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, I went to grad school in New York, came back, and I got a contracting job here. I was a contractor when I first started. And then last year I switched over to, like, a GS position.
Okay.
Which is a lot better because the benefits and all that are better. But it was they're harder to get. So I started as a contractor. And then
just, like, a contractor, like, nurse practitioner?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Through a contract company at the base. Like,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I did that for the first year. And then they offered me a GS
of,
position.
Like, full
yeah.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
so then
nice.
I took that. And then, I mean, we don't really need the benefits as much because we have all the military benefits, but
yeah.
you never know. Can't trust a man, whatever. You never know.
We were talking about that before we hit record.
Those
like,
Marines.
Just the fact of having a career, you know, just because, well, boys, but, like, just having something to fall back on if they do want to get out and you're not, like,
yeah.
struggling or stressing
yeah.
is really nice.
And so, yeah, so now I work out part-time at the hospital, and then I go to 31 area,
okay.
The clinic out there, which is, like, primary care, and I
okay.
love it, yeah.
That's awesome. So you, like, work in the hospital?
Yeah, and, like, naive me thought, like, oh, I'll work on base, like, I'll see Jeremy a lot. Like, no, I mean, he's over on main side. We never, sometimes he'll come over if he can for, like, lunch or whatever.
Oh,
he would come
cute.
Over and we'd, like, meet for lunch. But, yeah, I like working, the hospital is a great hospital, minus the traumatic birthing experience. It
okay,
was,
tell us, talk about that. What
I
happened?
Don't want to scare anyone who's having a kid. They're going to be like,
And you gave birth at Naval.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was, like, super nice ocean view rooms. Like, it's
oh.
such a nice hospital. Like, and it wasn't the people, like, the people that work there are great. Like, we had these amazing nurses.
Did you know anybody? Was that, like...
I did, because we found out we were pregnant, and I got to pick who, like, my doctor, because I was, like, friends with some of them.
That's
so
nice.
I picked, or I texted one of them, and he was like, I'll deliver your baby, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, great. Okay, so, like, it was so easy because, like, I text questions. I could, like, text and come in.
It's, like, it's just nice to have someone that's looking truly out for your best interest, and you know that. You know they're not just, like, saying because that's, like, a medical professional.
Or, you know, you're, like, a dependent and we have to help you. But, yeah, so he was...
Or dependent father.
Apparently I am. And so, so it worked out great because he's, like, I'll deliver your baby. And he's a family medicine. He's in the Navy. Okay. And so he was, like, so that worked out great. So then... Long story short, we had an ultrasound, and the baby was, like, measuring gigantic, like, this massive baby, and Jeremy's 6'4", 6'5", so we're like, maybe it's just Jeremy being tall, but the baby was, like, huge, and so our doctor was like, you know, this is a big baby for a first-time mom, and I was like, oh my gosh, like,
how am I gonna get out?
So he's like, because the baby's so big and, like, measuring so far in advance, like, I think you should get induced. And I'm, like, a nurse practitioner, but I don't know, like, OB, and, like, you block it all out. And Jeremy kept saying, like, don't you know this? I'm like, no, I block out everything. Like, you know everything that Marines know? No.
You just know your job and, like, the basic medicine. Yeah. Like, this is what this drug is, and this is what this drug like, is.
Baby has to come out somehow.
Yeah.
So he's like, I think you should get induced. And in my, like, mind, I was like, oh, good, we can pick the baby's birthday. Like, maybe that's better. And so my mom was, like, super, like, oh. I was like, what does O mean? Like,
yeah.
And she's like, well, that's just an adventure. I was like, what's it, Mom? What are you talking about? And then she's like, I heard it can be kind of rough. It was 24 hours of, like, contractions. It was, I mean, I said to Jeremy, I was like, I just think I need to die.
So induces when they pop, you break your water, correct?
Yeah, but they also give you medicine to, like, start contractions, dilate your cervix. Like, they do, because I had nothing, like, no signs of labor. So then
how far along were you?
So I was, like, 38 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
And so I was like, we've, like, went in, and, like, the nurses were so great, like, they were, and one of them was my friend's girlfriend, one of the nurses, so he came up, and, like, it was super great, but it was 24 hours of, like, literally contractions, and you were on this Pitocin, and...
Just chilling, and you can't eat.
You can't eat, which I was crabby, because you can't eat, and then you feel nauseous, and I was, like, throwing up from the drug, so then you're also having, you know, but it was a lot. So then I finally was, like, it was time for the epidural, which I'm not one of those women who are, like, oh, I'll go natural. I'm like, oh, no, all the drugs, like, anything. And so there was an emergency. There was an emergency in the ED, so the anesthesiologist couldn't come because there's only one at Naval. And it was, like, 9 o'clock at night, and I just lost it. And so poor Jeremy's, like, we were doing a word search to, like, keep my mind off of it. And I remember him saying, like, can you find suitcase? It was, like, a travel word search. And I was like, I can't effing find suitcase. Like, I'm just going to die, and I'll never go to Europe again.
That's what I told Kate. I was like, that is my worst fear, is I do not know how I will react to that level of pain. And I feel like I don't know, because I've never been in that position, but I feel like I'm going to be really angry, and I'm going to say something that's going to make Kate mad, and I'm going to be like, where are you going? You're staying right here. And he's going to be like, I want to be by you. You just said something mean to me. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm pushing this baby out. You better stand by my head and comfort me.
And that's what Jeremy's friends were all, like, clear, like, the table. Like, they've had things thrown at them by their wives and stuff. And I'm not, like, the nicest, but for some reason, I was very nice during that whole 24 hours, and we were shocked because we thought I'd be the first to, like, say nasty things. So I remember, like, 2 days later, Jeremy's like, you were so nice during all of that. Like, I'm shocked. I was like, me too. But it was awful. So then it was, like, midnight, and I kept saying to the nurse, I think the anesthesiologist forgot. Like, is he coming? And she's like, no, he's coming. Like, he'll be here. Oh. And then I thought, is it going to be too late? You know, because, like, anyways, long story short, he came, and it was fine. That was great. And then I couldn't move. But then the baby Piper still came, like, 10 hours later. You could still feel things. There was still pressure. It was messy.
So you still felt stuff with... Epidural.
They didn't want to numb it completely. I don't know the whole story. I was at that point. I was like, and I was hungry.
Do you regret getting the epidural?
No. Oh no. Because it would have, like, been so much worse. So then she came out after, it was like 26 hours total from start to finish, and the last, like, 5 were okay because, like, the epidural was in, and I think I was so tired at that point that I was just like, and so she came, and she was like 8 pounds 6 ounces, which, like, wasn't massive at all.
Yeah, it's pretty normal.
And then she lost 2 pounds, like, in the first, like, week, so she was like, not this massive baby. So I was like, why did I go through this?
Like, I needed a 12-pound baby to come out to make this worth it.
It was not worth it. So I was like, if we have another one, like, unless she's, like, massive, like, I wish we'll just have her.
I've been like, I want a massive baby.
Yeah, because people say induction is awful, and even the nurse Olivia, she was so cute. She's like, it's not very fun.
And you're like, that's not what I wanted to hear when you're about to break my water.
So and then she wasn't that big. So after all that, it was like. But it was worth it. I mean, 100% worth it. And the hospital itself, they were great. Like, they high-risk pregnancies, I guess. They, like, if you're older or you have medical issues or, like, anything, they don't do, and they send you down to Balboa.
Okay.
But if you're, like, a normal, healthy pregnancy, just with a giant baby that's not giant, they were great. Like,
How was your pregnancy?
We didn't find out we were pregnant until I was 5 and a half months. Like, 18 weeks, I guess. Yeah.
What?
Because I was on birth control, so we were not planning little Pipey.
Oh, no.
And then I used to like to run, and I was, like, passing out running, and I was, like, so I was, like, that's weird. I should, like, go that checked out. And anyways, turns out I was pregnant after all that, and that was why I was passing out.
And you weren't even showing or anything.
No, and I, like, but we were on birth control. Yeah, so it was, like.
So you just, like, stopped birth control, and you were, like, yeah. I have a baby. How did you tell Jeremy?
He was in the field, and he, like, oh, no, he was doing steel night. It was December. Yeah. He was out steel night, and so I was, like, should I, like, email him because he had like a little bit of access. I was like, should I wait till he comes home? Like, I don't know what to do.
Should I email him?
So I didn't tell anyone because I was like, he should know first, like even before my mom.
Yeah.
And so he came back from stealing and he was like filthy and dirty and like disgusting. And I like couldn't. I was like, we're having a baby and it's a girl. And he was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I'm not kidding. And then I just started crying. And he was like, wait, what? And he was thrilled, like so excited, like. So excited. He went out and bought this little dress blues that I texted.
Oh, yes.
Like,
they were so cute.
Oh, my gosh. He has more camis than he does, I think. Like, he got, like, cute recruit camis. Like, all stuff.
Oh,
so,
that is precious.
I think he was, like, more excited at first than I was because I was shocked. I was like.
Yeah, you were like, a child.
And I just thought I was getting pudgy from, like, COVID. Like, I thought I was just getting fatter, but I was like.
I'm growing a baby. So, did you start showing after you found out?
No, probably not till like, 25, like, 2 months later, maybe. A month and a half later. It was crazy. And then.
How did you tell your parents?
We wrapped up a little ultrasound in the onesie for Christmas because it was right before Christmas.
That's so smart.
It was so cute. And the onesie said, and then there were five because we have two dogs.
Oh,
so
cute.
It was like two little human hearts, two dog prints, and then a little heart. And my mom opened it and she like, didn't get it. She was like, oh, are you getting another dog? I was like, no, mom, we're not getting another dog. And she's like, Jeremy, are you getting deployed again? And Jeremy's like, what part of deployed? Like, no. And then they were really excited. But yeah, we missed like the whole, like I was throwing up a little bit first trimester, but
not bad.
I just thought it was like, I kept eating raspberries and throwing up, and I was like, I must be allergic to raspberries.
Like, you're like, no raspberries for me.
And like, how embarrassing, like, I'm a nurse practitioner. I should at least know the signs. Like, but we didn't have much besides, so. And then, so yeah, then we found out. And so in a way, we like missed half the pregnancy, which was not the worst. But
yeah
we had a great, the hospital itself, I would recommend 100% if anybody's having a baby. I would not recommend being induced. I would try anything to not be induced.
Yeah.
Jeremy's friend, she's a major. Out with him, she was induced, I guess, and she said to Jeremy, it was like hell. And Jeremy's like, Allison said it's hell, and I'm like, oh, Allison, what does she know?
It's like, Allison knows everything. I'm so sorry. I just like, I need to make you brownies because you're right.
Like, you were so right.
Oh my god.
So yeah, so but it, I mean, she's 100% worth it, but
yeah.
it was a shock.
How was it like watching, like, how was it becoming a mom? But then, like, how was it watching Jeremy become a dad?
It
and like that reaction.
Cute. That is my
like,
favorite
when you, like,
part.
Push her out, like. Holding her, like, how to, like, I love all
it was,
of it.
I should send you a video. It was, like, that is my favorite part, watching him be a dad. Like, he is so, like, I'm sure a lot of people have great husbands that are good baby daddies, but he, like, he gets home from work, and he immediately takes the baby, like, and then he has her, like, full responsibility until she goes to bed. Like, he sings her songs. He only knows the Marine Corps hymns, like, the only song he knows. So I just hear
him. I love that so
like,
much.
I sing, you know, like, Skinamarink and, like, Twinkle Twinkle, and he sings, like, From the Halls of Montezuma. Like, it's the only one he knows.
That makes me so happy. Oh,
but
my gosh.
You know, like,
I was watching a show, and they were singing that song, and it was like...
It's so hokey.
Well, that, but they were Marines, and Cave was like, how do they say that song? And I was like, I don't know, babe, they're just singing it. And he's like, no, that is our hymn. And I was like, he's like, they're not Marines. They're not in their uniform. They're at some like, what? This, it was like, they were, this guy...
Did he get mad?
it was a TV show. It was like fictional. But he was like,
all irate.
Basically... having, like, a library named after him. And so he was like, oh, this is not okay. And he was like, how dare they sing this song? And I was like, it's just a TV show. He's like, no, this is not okay. Like, he was so mad. And then he was like, they're not even singing it right. You don't sing it like that. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Everybody would be that way, too. But he sings it to the baby, so she'll grow
that
up learning.
That is so cute. She seemed like that on me. And he's like, no, you're not.
That's why I did him, because he, like, is already talking about, like, her college. But he's very financially, like, savvy. And I'm just like, oh, whatever. But he...
You're like, my Amazon account is not yours.
That's why we have separate everything. I had packages delivered today and I had to hide them before I came over
here.
Okay,
yeah, tell that story.
Because I was like, oh, yeah. So we bought a pack and play on Amazon and there was like a glitch in Amazon, I guess, last weekend, if anybody experienced it. But they said their ordering system was down, so no orders went through. So I was like, okay, we'll try again later. Turns out 7 pack and plays came because their ordering system wasn't down, but my order went through 7 times and my credit card was charged 7 times. So Jeremy got home and had to step over 7 pack and plays, and he thought I really bought 7 pack and plays. I was like, I'm not that crazy. But he, so he's really good with her. Like, he'll be like, oh, I miss her. Like, And they work in an area where they can't have their phones, like a lot of people, you know. So he'll, like, get his phone at lunch and, like, drive to where there's service so he can just look at pictures. Like, if I don't send enough pictures during the day, he, like, will call me. He'll be like, I only got one picture. What have you been doing?
That makes my heart melt.
I mean, he gives her the bottles. He reads her the stories. We have a little baby Bible, and every morning he reads her something in the baby Bible. Like, and if he leaves in the morning before she's up, he'll be like, can I wake her up? And I'm like, oh, please don't. And they're like, please. And I'm like, how can I say no? You know, so he'll wake her up and she's all set. It's really cute. So he's...
The best dad.
Like, I'm sure a lot of dads are, but he's so hands-on, like...
Which is, I feel like, so good, because I feel like that is something that you don't always see.
You don't know.
Especially, like, now. And, like, even in military culture, I feel like it's hard. I do know a lot of people are like, I work all day. Like, I don't need to come home and be with the kids. I don't blame them.
Like, and it's evenings are, like, witching hour, we say, for babies, and I think that's a lot of people's kids and babies. And so he gets home at, like, 6 o'clock, you know, and I'm like, I don't want to hand you a crying baby, but he, like, takes her, you know? Yeah. Like, right now, he said he was going to give her a bath while I was over here doing that. And I was like,
thank you. I know. I mean, I feel like that helps everything all the way. First of all, that helps you because you're like, okay, my husband loves our kid, you know? Like, you don't feel like that's your kid, you know? Because you have a different connection. You grew her.
Right.
And so for him to still have that bond with her is wonderful.
I know. I like to say she's more mine because I grew her, you know?
But then that probably helps your marriage, too.
Yeah. I mean, he which is kind of annoying because he spent a lot of money, but he built a gym in our garage so that he can work out and have her and her little Dakotot out there. Yes. So, like, he works out and he listens to, like, nursery rhymes while he works out instead of his, like, heavy metal music because he doesn't want to hurt Piper's ears. And I'm like, so, yeah, so he's made adjustments. I mean, we've all adjusted, but he is really good. Like, that and he so loves sweet. Weekends because he can be with her, you know, and, yeah, they're going out in the field in a couple weeks and he was like, I don't know what I'll do. I was like, I don't know what I'll do, because even, like, Judy tonight, I'm like, oh, gosh, I'd be with her by myself for a whole night. But, yeah, and he gets up in the middle of the night with her. Like,
so what does he do duty-wise if he is working not with a unit?
They have barracks that they're still, I don't know what they're connected with, but they're, like, younger enlisted.
Yeah.
And they have barracks that they're responsible for.
So he's just basically chilling there, making sure the barracks are doing.
Yeah. And I think it's pretty slow. Slower than some other duties he's had at other units.
Yeah.
But they also have to patrol the building and keep the building.
Okay. How often does he have duty?
Once every 6 weeks or so.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's not bad. But he took someone's tonight to be nice. And I was like, they gave him the whole month of August off because he's a newborn. And I was like, you don't volunteer without asking me. We have a newborn. There's a reason why he didn't have to. Whatever.
So did he get the full 2 weeks once Piper was born?
He got 2 weeks to be dad. And then he took off 4. So he's been home until he went back last week.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
It was really nice. Because they accrue so much leave.
Yeah, it's like 30 days of freaking year.
Yeah, and we don't go anywhere because of COVID. So he used it for the baby, which was really nice.
Dude, that's so nice.
Yeah.
So which is obviously super nice for you, too.
Yeah, because we have no idea what we're doing. Like, no idea.
When do you have to go back to work?
October 4th.
Okay.
So I have a bit of time still.
How are you feeling about that?
I want to be a stay-at-home mom. I keep making shameless plugs. Like, the other day, he was like, oh, thank you for doing the laundry. And I was like, if I was a stay-at-home mom, I'd have all the laundry done.
That is so funny.
So, we'll see. He agreed to try it for a month and, like, see if I am really miserable then. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, they make enough money that we could get by. But
yeah, but still, it's not...
He thinks I'll get bored being at home. I don't think I will, but...
You're like, no, I will.
So, he's like, just try a month and see. We found a great daycare that some of our friends' kids go to, you know, so...
Okay.
We're going to try a month and see how it goes.
Oh, that's so fun. We'll see.
I just like to teach. I think I will like going back. I like having my own, you know, like
I don't
want to be dependent
on
him.
I don't know if you can do it, but like even if you're able to do like part-time.
That's what, but the government position, they don't. It's all or nothing, so.
That's hard.
But they're great because if we PCS, they help you get a job or a new base, like and all that.
Oh.
So like it'd be hard to give it up because I think I might regret it, you know, so.
For sure. How much longer do you think that you guys will be here? How much longer is the order?
He has 2 more years. Like 1.5 years.
Okay.
So yeah, then it will go somewhere else. And then we've already been here 2. He's already been here 2, so we don't get to stay. So we have to go somewhere else.
Where would be, like, the ideal place to go?
We want to go to Japan. I know. Isn't that crazy?
That'd
having
so
a baby?
Cool.
But we just think, well, she's so little.
No, I feel like it'd be super cool.
Yeah, like, why not?
I was told with my Navy position that the top 2 places I would go is Spain or Japan.
Okay, my friend went to Rota. I don't know if that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a corpsman. They loved Rota.
Love it. I feel like it'd be so fun. My family's, like, kind of freaking out. They're like,
why
would you want to go there? It's so hard. I'm like, that'd be so fun.
And when could you ever do that again if you're not military? Like, we would never go to Japan.
That or, like, for practically free.
Yeah.
Like, to move overseas.
Yeah. Everything's taken care of.
Yeah.
I mean, we have that elderly dog, so I think if he's still alive, we might stay domestic. But if not, we're going to try it.
Yeah,
so,
do it.
Yeah. I think Jeremy thinks Quantico would be good for his like career. I'm like, I'll forget the career. Like, what would be fun with the baby? Like, Piper wants to go to Japan.
That is so
But yeah,
funny.
People love Japan that go. So we'll see.
Yeah. What is it like being married to an officer? Like, officer life, what do you feel like are, like, the pros to it, the cons to it?
I asked him that when I was reading your questions. Yeah. I was like, what's it like? And it's been different the past year because of COVID, because mm-hmm. there's a lot more, like, events we have to go to, or, okay. like, are supposed to go to. And so I think this past year, like, everything's been on hold, but there's a lot of, like, dinners and activities and things like that. And I don't know if the enlisted side is like that, too. But there are, like, functions, I guess, but yeah. they haven't happened for a year. But I don't know. I don't think it's any... The only thing that's different is, like, you know how, like, they salute officers when you drive through the gate? I always say, why don't I get saluted? He's like, you don't do anything. Why would you get saluted? And the other day, I got saluted, I think, on accident. They, like, saw the, like, spouse yeah. to a car, and they saluted. I was so excited. I was like, I have finally been saluted. He's like, that poor, like, private. Like, that is so embarrassing. Like, you are not an officer. I felt so cool. But I don't think it's any... I mean... I asked him what he thought was different, and he said just kind of the events and the responsibility, but that's more him. I mean, yeah. He's bossy, so he's at home. I'm like, you're really bossy. Like, just because you boss people around at work doesn't mean you boss people around at home. Like, stop it. And so, like, but we laugh about that because that is, like, his flaws. Yeah. He's bossy. And I'm like, you don't boss me around. You boss people at work around. I don't know. I mean, Jeremy's very, like, he always has his hair perfect. He always has to be shaved. He always has to have his clothes. Like, even if we just come to the exchange on the weekends, like, he's very into looking.
Dude, why is... Kate is like that, too.
Who cares? I'm like...
Well, it annoys me because it, like, I'm like, come on, let's just go. And he's like, I can't go in the store right now. And I'm like, yeah. What do you mean? And he's like, I've been shaved. And I'm like, put him, like, no, yeah. no one's gonna come up to you and say, excuse me, why are you not shaved?
No.
And he's like, no, I can't do that. And I'm like... Can we just go to the store, please?
Yeah. Or if he's wearing, like, a beer t-shirt or something, like, a mildly offensive, like, one of his, like, frat. I'm like, nobody's gonna... We can't go. So then we, like...
Or, like, a white t-shirt. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, wearing white t-shirts?
Yeah. Can't do that.
No.
I was like, what? I don't understand.
I don't understand half of them.
And he's like, oh, I can't wear shorts, so that I have to put the pants on. Yeah. What?
And who cares?
I'm like, it's just basketball shorts. I can't. I'm like, it's the PX across the market.
Yeah, if Jeremy's in workout clothes, he'll change into, like, khaki shorts or, like, whatever.
And do you know how weird it feels? Because I'm like...
And there I am in my leggings.
I know, I'm like, why don't I've changed? He's like, no, you don't change. I'm like, well, I feel weird sitting next to you when yeah, you look like this.
I know.
Might as well just put your dress blues on. Like,
I know. He always puts, yeah, so, but I don't, I mean.
And I'm like, well, do I need to do that? And he's like, no. And I'm like, but this yeah. feels weird.
Yeah, I look like a slob and you, yeah.
Yeah. And then, do you know what the funniest part was? It was our anniversary, and I had to pick up my dad's birthday gift, so we went to the PX before we went to dinner. And we were, like, dressed up nice because we were going to Texas Day Brazil. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Oh, yeah. I've been to one in New York. It's really
so
fun.
Oh, good.
Where is it here?
Off the 78 by, like, the mall.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah, I didn't know that. That's where we went. And so we were, like, dressed up, and he was just in, like, tan dress pants and, like, a white shirt. But it wasn't. There was no tie. It was just a white shirt. And he wouldn't go in. And I was like, excuse me. Yeah.
You look very nice. Yeah, why won't?
Yeah. And he was like, no, someone's going to make fun of me. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, literally, we just have to go in to buy a gift card. Like, that's all we do. Just, like, just come in with me. And, like, I had a dress on and I had, like, a cute little hat.
He wouldn't go.
He finally walks in. Oh, no, he saw two people. And then they're like, why are you dressed up? And he's like, I'm going on a date. Like, why do men... It's so weird. There's, like, such a fine line. If he wasn't dressed up enough, in trouble. Dressed up too much. Why are you dressed like that?
Yeah.
Robert? I'm like...
And who cares what people think? Like,
well, no, but I'm like, why are boys so weird? Why is there, like, only, like, a small little chunk of, like, all right, that outfit's appropriate.
I know.
If a girl should, you look so cute.
I know, that's all they had to say.
Why are you dressed up?
Or don't ask, just don't say anything.
Yeah, it was so weird to me. He was like, I knew I'd see people. I knew. And I was like, I'm so sorry that someone saw you dressed up nice. Heaven forbid that they know you have nice clothes other than
and then you're going out to do something with someone else, not a Marine. Yeah. No, it's so funny. Like,
it's so weird.
It's so weird. I mean, his hair has to be just right. Like we had to take Piper in for, like, she was losing all that weight, and we had to take yeah. her into the hospital, and he was on, like, paternity leave, but he had to go get a haircut before we, like, the day before, and he's like, you need to tell me when her appointments are so I can, like, get
it's a haircut.
Yeah, it's like, and see, they know
my favorite is when Cade's on leave, he'll, like, grow out his beard and his hair, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I love it so much, still shave it, and he's like, no, I've shaved it, I'm like, oh,
it's such a fun. Thing. And then he spends, like, $20 a week in these haircuts.
Don't even get me started.
I'm like, the Marine Corps should be paying for this.
Why do they not?
No, because it's, like, $80 a month we've spent on hair. Literally, for
it
the tip
so
and all that.
It is so expensive.
Yeah. And Jared didn't think twice about it. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, you're spending $80. That's, like, almost.
It's literally $800 a year.
Yeah. Yeah. On haircuts. And they don't want it. I'm like, can I do it?
Okay, I tried.
Did you try? He let me try.
Oh, my gosh. It was... Okay, the first one was fine. The second one was okay. But the problem was, I was too afraid to cut the top part. And so I was just doing the sides to make sure of the fade. Well, then... It was getting a little bushy, and so then it was, like, bushy on top and then fade, and I kind of messed it up the third time I tried. I'm not going to lie. It was not my best haircut. I was really bad about the sides. I could do the back pretty well, but the sides, he had some lines. So then his friend said things, and I was like, why can't your friend just be nice?
Yeah.
Like, I know I messed up, but like, and then he's like, you're never doing this again. And I was like,
I'll pay the $20.
Dang it. And so I haven't tried yet, but then when he complains about having to go get a haircut, I'm like, you can come to Culver Cut. I got you. And he's like, yeah, no.
You don't have to pay a cent.
Well, he would just stress me out because then he'd be like, and then, like, if I messed up or if I wasn't finished, he'd stand up and then he'd, like, look in the mirror and he'd be like, what the F? And I'm like, I'm not finished, stop! And then it would stress me out. And so, like, one day I was, like, in the bathroom doing it and he was, like, stressing me out. Like, I was sweating. Like, I was dripping because he was stressing me out so much. And then I'm like, oh, I messed up. And he's like, you messed up. And he, like, stands up. And then his thing is, the way our shower is, it's, like, right, like, the mirror, sink, and then the shower. So he would stand in the shower with the curtain pulled, just standing there looking at his hair, like, yelling and cussing. And I was like, I'm really sorry. So then I would stand, like, at the door, and I was like, please still love me. So, yeah, have not gotten a haircut.
Now I've gotten to do it again.
But it's, like, it's so hard to give away that much money.
I know. Well, we could be spending it on when I could do it. I don't think I could. Yeah, my Amazon purchases.
Piper's wardrobe. The second back place.
All her outfits, because she her closet's better than mine. But, like, yeah, it drives me crazy.
And it's like, well, Cade said that the Marine Corps says you have to give it every 2 weeks, but that most units say, no, you need to get it every week.
Yeah, and Jeremy does every week.
Oh,
and
same.
Yeah, and he'll look at it like, I need to go get a haircut. Or he'll tell his guys to get a haircut every week. I'm like,
you're worse. Can you say ever? And, like, Cade, obviously you didn't know Jeremy was, like, a high schooler, but Cade had, like a wave. Like, he had hair. Like, it was, like, we called it the flow. Like, he had nice hair. I'll show you a picture after this. And so then he, like, cut it for boot camp. Well, then he, like, cut it enough so that shaving at boot camp wouldn't be bad. And I remember, like, I was stressed. I was like, am I going to still love him bald?
Yeah.
Like, how is this going to work?
Because you knew him for the hair. See, at least I didn't know Jeremy for the hair. You know, at least I'm used
and
to
it. And so I showed up and I was like, okay, you don't look bad. Like, you still look cute. I still love you, you know? Like, I was really afraid I was going to be that shallow and, like, not love him because of his hair, you know? But it was fine. And so now I love it. And so, but I'm like, oh, if you get out, the flow will come back.
Yes, a perk. A perk to getting out.
Like, you're not getting a haircut for a whole year. I don't care. I was like, you need to make up the haircuts that you have been getting. So if you do get out, you're not cutting your hair. You're not spending money on your hair. And it's like, for me, I feel like I don't even go that often. And so I'm like, even your, like, haircut every week doesn't equal one of, like, a whole year of mine.
I
like,
know.
How did the male spend more money on haircuts than
the female? Why do we have to pay it all, if it's required. Jeremy's brother has, like, longish hair. He's in Colorado. And, like, he can put it in a ponytail. And I'm like, how are you, brother? Like, it's just so funny seeing them together. They came out to visit this summer. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like,
and it's like, because they're, like, freaking out. Like, oh, it's too short. I need, like,
yeah.
What?
I know.
And then sometimes I will see other guys. And I know they're Marines because they're in camis. And I'm like, why can't my husband's hair look like that?
Yeah. They must have, like, chain of commands that don't care or something.
I know.
You know?
And I'm like, Cade, why can your chain of command not care? Why can't they bring back the flow?
Yeah.
Like, this would be nice.
And the Navy, Jeremy always says, oh, the Navy lets them do it. Like,
really?
They can do whatever with hair and tattoos, and, like, they're a lot less restrictive. Like, they can have hand tattoos and neck tattoos, and you can't in the Marine Corps, you know?
Because it doesn't have to not cover, like, PT, or it has to be covered by PT.
Yeah.
Unless you get, like, a waiver.
And then and officers can have less tattoos. That's
really?
The thing. Yeah, what did he say? Because he got Piper's tattoo. I think Jeremy has, like, 7. He's got, like, his max tattoos. And you can't have it. Yeah, if you're in PT gear, you can't, like, have it be seen. So I was like, what if you have another kid? What are you going to do?
So can he have more than 7 if it's not showing?
I think
showing?
It's 7. No, I think they have, I'll have to clarify, but they have, like, an X amount of tattoos they really can't have any more of. Like, and enlisted, I think they just can't show with their PT, like, their green short, you know, their
so
selfies
the
and stuff.
Just because, like, hey, you're a leader, you need to, like.
So stupid, one of their stupid rules that they, like, I don't know. So, yeah, so he, like, reached his quota. But I guess the Navy, because, like, some of the corpsmen I work with will have, like, hand tattoos. And Jeremy said they don't have restrictions on, like, neck tattoos, hand tattoos. Hair can be longer. Like, they're a lot.
Wow.
So if you want to get a neck tattoo when you join the Navy, you can.
I feel like I should.
Probably.
I'll put Cade's footprint.
I'll take up, like, your whole neck.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I think it's 7. I know he has 7, but I don't know. There's something about officers and tattoos.
I did not know that. I mean, my recruiter asked me about the tattoos, and I was like, no. She's like, oh, thank you. I don't have to do any work for you. And I was like, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. I did find out that in OCS for females, it's not anymore, because I said, Cade, this is my line that I cannot cross, but that they had to cut their hair when they went to OCS. And I'm not saying cut your hair. I'm saying cut your hair.
And
like,
you
it had to curl around your ears, and I was like,
no, not you couldn't do it.
I remember watching the video the day I got home from the recruiter's office after I passed my test and I was trying my application, and I watched that, And I texted Kate and I said, I texted my recruiter and I was like, is this true? Like, do I have to cut my hair? And I texted Kate and I was like, I'm sorry, babe, but if this is true, the line is crossed, yeah. The application is being pulled.
No, like, not your mermaid hair.
You can't. I know, I was like, what? Yeah. I was like, Kate, I could cut it like a little shorter.
Yeah. Not cut, no.
My ears? I was like, you won't even love me anymore. Like, Kate loves my long hair. I was like, you won't even love me. He's like, yeah, that'd be kind of rough, I don't lie. I was like, I would hate it.
And it's not true. And you'd resent the Navy, like...
Yeah,
Navy.
And so she said no, that you just put it in a bun. And I was like, okay, I'll have to learn how to do the gel back bun.
Yeah.
I can do that. I was, like, cutting it to my ears. I was like, I couldn't imagine because, like, that would be, like, Cade going, like, getting bald. But I feel like for women it's a little worse because I feel like hair means some for guys, but, like, it very much affects our appearance.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what you tell me. If a girl changes her hair very drastically, it affects her appearance.
And hair is my thing. Like, I wish I had hair like yours. It's so pretty. You know, like, but, like, yeah, I
would, no. So I was like, Cade, this is the line. If it is crossed, I'm so sorry. No. But our dreams of you being a stay-at-home dad is no longer if I cannot get in because I'm not cutting my hair to the length of my ears. Like, yeah. That is...
And that's drastic.
I know. And then they were like, well, some girls still do it. Just, like, keep tradition. And I was like, tradition my butt. I don't care. I was like, you will catch me with the long hair.
Yeah, no.
I was like, I will lose sleep. I don't care. You are not...
You'll buy every gel product to make your hair.
So. I was like, I literally don't care what it takes. Because then I was like, my thing is, it's forever. Not forever. Like, your hair grows back. But it's a very long...
Like, I'm sure it took a long time to get your hair. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. And I'm like, if I cut it, it will take me years to get back that length. It's not like, oh, I'm going to have 3 months of less sleep and I'm going to be tired if I don't cut my hair. If I cut my hair, I'm going to have to wait my whole life to get that length back.
Yeah. And you'll be bitter.
I'd be so bitter.
So, thank goodness.
Like, yeah. No. All right, so to close, what would you say are, like, the biggest things you've learned as being a military spouse? What is, like, the best advice you have? Give it all to me.
I mean, I guess we're different because we're, like, lifers. We're doing this for, it's, like, our life. We love the Marine Corps. Like, it has been the best thing for both of us and our baby. Like, even though she's going to grow up a military brat, which I'm like, oh, I
think that's cool.
It's going to be cute. She's going to go to lots of different places, and she's going to, like, learn how to be flexible. Really
that, and, like, she'll learn a lot. She might, like, not want to marry somebody in the military.
But I never did either.
But she'll learn so much, and you'll have so many life experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. And she'll learn to be flexible. I think that's our... If I could give any advice, it's just be really flexible because I think, like...
It changes.
Yeah, and I didn't understand, like, with deployments or, like, being in the field or, like... You know, Jeremy says he'll be home at 1500 and then it's, like, 1800 and I'm like, where are you? And he doesn't have his phone, so he can't even answer, you know?
That's hard.
And then I'm like... So I think I would say it's really good to be flexible. Not that I'm great at it, but those are most of our fights is, like... You know, and it's not his fault. It's the military. And even him being,
you can't yell at his commander.
No, and... Yeah. And I thought, like, okay, he's picked up major. Like, it's a higher-ranking officer at this point. Like, you get to decide, but it's really not. There's always someone higher.
Until you get to up there.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I don't know if I want to get up there, because then you have way more responsibilities and you're never going to be home.
His lieutenant colonel brought, like, he made a deep-dish pizza for us the other night because of the baby. So he, like, showed up at our house, and Jeremy was, like, tidying up our house. I was like, why are you cleaning? You never clean. And he's like, oh, like... You know, Lieutenant Colonel Hillary's coming over, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, is this what it takes? Get someone above you to come over? Then I'll invite him over all the time for you to... But so I think, we've learned to be flexible. And then, I don't know, because I work on base, too, so it's different. Because I feel like I'm ensconced in, like, Navy life plus Marine Corps life. But is, like, find your own things to do. Like, I asked, like, because military life is hard. And, like, we've only done a couple deployments together, but I know we have more, and he's done so many. That you have to, like, find things that you like, whether it's, like, you know, working out or hobbies. I mean, now the baby's kind of taking up all of our time, which is wonderful, but I can't let, you know, like, the Marine Corps is his life, and I think I need, like, you need to find things to do as a, like, Marine Corps
wife.
Yeah,
because it can be hard to not have it become your life, too.
Right, so if you don't find things for your own identity, because, like, we'll move wherever he gets told to move, and so it's, like, you could be bitter and resent the Marine Corps, or you could find things you like to do, enjoy you know. Yeah.
So. What do you feel like was the biggest thing that helped, like, your relationship?
I mean, by no means are we perfect, but especially now that I'm so tired, I pick fights all the time. We have this, like, code word that when I start to get really tired and, like, pick a fight, he'll say cantaloupe, and I'm like, okay, I'm picking a fight. I need to be nice again.
So that is so funny, because Kate will go, why are you trying to fight? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're just in the mood to fight. Like, you're just picking a fight. I'm like, no, I'm not. He's like, but you are. And I'm like, that's kind of rude.
It's kind of rude. It'll be 2 a.m. and Jeremy, like, cantaloupe, and I'm like, sometimes I stop, sometimes I keep going. And
watermelon.
Like,
are we naming fruit today?
A really big cantaloupe, and I'm like, okay. But, so by no means are we perfect, but I think, I don't know, communicating, like anyone will say, communicating is really great, but I've just learned to be my own person because I feel like Jeremy, the Marine Corps is such a major part of Jeremy's life that I've had to find things to do myself.
Otherwise, I just resent it because he's gotten a lot. I mean, everyone is in the Marine Corps, but he works a ton. He's gotten a lot, you know. So you were saying, like, how do we cope?
Yeah, like, how do you feel like you've made your marriage work and survive being alone and being away and having... I mean, military life isn't easy. You know, no. Like, there's great things to it, but it is a harder lifestyle to maintain.
It's so hard. And I would not... Like, I have friends that are like, oh, does Jeremy have any friends? Like, single, you know. And I'm like, you don't really want a Marine. Like, it's hard.
Well, I think it's hard because I think... And I always tell people, like, and I obviously didn't do this because, like, we didn't look for somebody in that uniform. We, like, fell in love with someone that was in a uniform, mm-hmm. you know? And so I think that's different because I'm like, I would never tell someone to, like, go date a Marine personally. But at the same time, like, I can't help the fact that he is a Marine and that's what I fell in love with. But I'm like, this is not some life that you seek out. Like, when they talk about base bunnies, I'm like, who wants to be a base bunny?
No. And they're dirty, the people that are so,
I know, but I'm like, what about this life is so appealing that you're like, I need that?
I mean, a man is cute in uniform, I would say.
Yeah, but I'm like, no. Man in uniform, deployments, gone, da-da-da.
You know, field like, exercises, being told what to do, working holidays, weekends,
weekly haircuts.
$80 a month. Yeah, I would not recommend it to anyone. But Jeremy is really patient, and he is really kind. And he, when he's home, he's like 100% like devoted.
Okay, I have a question real quick. How do you feel like Jeremy is able to like make that switch and like turn his brain off and be like, hey, I'm home. This is home life.
Well, minus the bossiness. Like the other day, he's like, I forget what he said, but he was so bossy. And I was like, besides the bossiness, he's really good at, I mean, sometimes he'll have a bit of a foul mouth, and we have a baby now. I mean, obviously she's 6 weeks old, so she doesn't know. Yeah. But I'm like, you got to watch this when Piper starts like repeating things, because we're not going to have her say, like, you know, you need to watch it. So
the F word is your favorite word, but it's not Piper's.
Right, we're not with a bunch of guys. Like, but Jeremy loves being home and, like, the family life. Like, he most of the time won't even wear his camis. Like, he has this thing where he changes in at work, so he comes home and he's, like, in his rainbows, in his t-shirt, like, it comes home and then he's, like, in home mode.
Do you feel like that helps him kind of, like, make the switch? I feel like that's something Cade's trying to figure out, is, like, having that switch, because I feel like sometimes he comes home and he's still worrying about work and having work, and there's not enough of, like, even though your job is demanding and that's, like, understandable, okay, I want there to be, like, a difference.
Yeah.
You know, just so that he doesn't feel like he's constantly at work. I feel like he felt like that at the barracks. And now I feel like because he got promoted, he has a little bit more responsibility that he's, like, constantly worrying about work. And I'm like, we got to figure out how to, like, make that switch just so that your brain doesn't feel like I'm constantly at work and I'm constantly worrying about work and thinking about work and feeling about work and things
like
that.
It's hard. And it's hard because they don't have set schedules. They work such, you know, but it's like you never, and sometimes he'll be home at 6 and you know, but Jared changes. That's like his thing. He changes out of the boots. He just leaves the boots. And then he'll come home and he'll like put his phone, like we have like a little phone charger thing. He'll put his phone there. He won't look at it until bedtime. Even before the baby, he was really good about just putting his phone down because people would text or like, and he has like a special ringtone of that, like Lieutenant Colonel will do, and then he'll answer for that. Otherwise, he's like nothing, you know.
That's good. So like, just work can wait.
Yeah, and even before the baby, he was really good about giving a little bit of time because I would get annoyed too. Like, I haven't seen you all day. Like, let's talk about something.
I like that.
Yeah, but he changes. That's his thing. Like, he won't go to work. He'll leave his camp. So then I'm like, how often do you change that green t-shirt? Because like, if you don't bring your clothes, those new socks are all like, I don't need new socks. I'm like, well, you wore sweaty boots all day. I think you know. Or he'll be like, oh, they went out in the field and he'll like wear the socks. I'm like, you were out in the field or in the range with those sweaty things. So it makes me a little nervous that he doesn't bring his clothes home. Like, we just switched off to come here and I gave him the baby and he had his camis on because it was Friday, so I think he wanted to bring them home to wash. And I was like, I haven't washed those in a while, which makes me wonder. But yeah, it is hard to like compartmentalize and like stop thinking about work because I think the Marine Corps is so consuming. But I think Jared's been in for so long that he...
He's slowly starting to be able to.
Yeah, and having a baby has, not that I recommend everyone has a baby right away, but it's helped a lot because she's so needy and like such a good distraction and just so darn cute that like...
Yeah, you want to focus on her.
Yeah, you always want to focus on her. So, but yeah, I think the changing is like a silly little thing, but he...
It's able for him to like turn that part of his brain off in a sense. Because I feel like when you're in your camis, you act a certain way, obviously. Yeah. And so I like that idea. I feel like that's cool.
Maybe Kate should try it. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it'll help.
But no, that's good. And yeah, just having your phone put away. Because like even yesterday, I realized my phone was dead. So I had it on the charger. And I like felt so different the whole evening. Because even I feel like you just like as a habit, pick up your phone and just look at it.
Or scroll mindlessly through.
Yeah. And so like it felt so different knowing like, hey, we're just sitting here watching TV, but, like, my phone's not here for me to, like, easily pick up and look at and check. And, like, I have my watch on still, so I could, like, if it was somebody major, I could have picked it up and,
right.
and done something with it. But it really does change, and you don't realize how much it, like, truly affects you.
Like, Gerald will feed the baby, and he'll be, like, on his phone. And I'll be like, put your phone down, you're bonding with the baby. Like, that's my breast milk I worked hard to give. Like, so, but, yeah, he changed, and that's, and he's gotten better. Yeah, but yeah. I've noticed when he gets back, we've only done 2 deployments, but he, it takes a while. I don't know if he knows how it took a while to get back into, like, our life mode. Routine. Yeah.
Well, it's just hard.
Yeah.
Deployments, I feel like, are a whole nother.
They're awful. They're awful. They're the worst part of
military. And just, I feel like it's not even the deployments, the adjusting back.
Yeah. And now that we have a baby, I can't imagine adjusting back, because I feel like it'll be her and I, and then, yeah.
That'll be tough.
We'll have a roommate. Tenant. But no, it's, I mean, for me, we love the Marine Corps, like, and I'm happy we're lifer, like, I'm happy we're going to do that. Sometimes I'll say, do you want to do 30 just for kicks? And
like, looks are you kidding kill, me?
I'd be dead. But, yeah, we, it's been so much for us, and I think it'll still do so much. I think it'll do a lot for the baby, too. Like, she's going to grow up.
Dude, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much. This is literally wonderful. I feel like I learned so much.
About our crazy...
I love it. Like, all your stories and everything about your life. I literally love it. I feel like it'll be so fun. And just thank you for taking your time off. And
no, I'm sorry it took us so long to record. It was just the baby. We've been on baby.
On a baby. No need to apologize. And then gave all of us to talk about. Don't get induced.
Don't get induced. If you take out anything from this podcast, don't get induced.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
So I thought I would just close with some friendship quotes because Bridget is my new friend and I just adore her. She is the best. So I found 3 that I really liked. The first is, the great thing about new friends is that they bring a new energy to your soul. And I like totally believe that. Bridget, I feel like, is always lifting me up, always wanting to hear about my life. And I love hearing about all the new stories about Piper and everything they're going through. And I don't know, I feel like all we do is just laugh and it's so fun. The next quote I really love is, every new friend is a new adventure, the start of more memories. And I think that's the wonderful thing about military life is because we go through so many of the same things, we're able to click so quickly, and the adventures and the memories that you create with these people that know what you're going through, I feel like is just wonderful and amazing. And the podcast is really something that's helped me meet new people and bridge this gap and be able to kind of have people that know what I'm going through. And I'm so grateful, very blessed. And then the last quote is, unexpected friendships are the best ones. And I really feel like that's how it is. I'm so grateful for all my unexpected friendships, and Bridget is definitely one of them. I love that people are so willing to come on the podcast and give it a try and share about their life and be vulnerable and let the world know kind of like what military life is about. And I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to share these stories so that people can learn more about military life. I want to thank Bridget again for coming on. I'm so grateful that she took the time out of her day, and we have been communicating for the last couple of weeks, even before Piper was born, and then all of a sudden Piper was born, so then we waited, and then I was out of town. So it was a long time coming, so I'm so grateful that this episode is finally airing and that you guys get to see how awesome of a person Bridget is. And I will catch you guys next Friday.